Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, March 11th, 2010. All the geek without that weight.
None of that stinking weight.
Who needs that? Not on Weekend Eve. So welcome. Welcome to your short little daily dose of all the geeky goodness you could possibly need. A Thursday means we'll take a look at some audio books. That's coming up. Your geekified news is on the way, all fun things like that. But of course, it is March 11th.
It is.
It's exciting. 311? Uh-huh. They were a great band. Love them.
Oh, sorry. On this day, in the year 105, sorry, you usually give me some kind of like, I don't know. In this day, on year 105, okay, top that, right? Taking it back. Cy Loon, I think that's how we're going to say it, invented paper.
Wow.
He made it from bamboo, mulberry, and other fibers, along with fishnets and rags. Gross.
Wow. Okay. 1302, Romeo Montevecchio and Juliet Capuleta were married in Italy, according to Shakespeare.
In 1847.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the man who known as Johnny Appleseed died on this day. So
no.
This is Johnny Appleseed Day.
We'll always remember you, sir. 1930, William Howard Taft became the first president to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
I did a project on him when I was a kid and
really?
Dressed up like Taft and put a pillow in my belly and did a presentation
William
in school.
William Howard Taft.
In 1953, the first female doctor, F.M. Adams, was commissioned in the regular army.
1958, Charles Van Doren finally lost on the rigged TV game show 21.
In 1993... Skipping ahead, Janet Reno was unanimously confirmed by the Senate to be the nation's first female attorney general.
Wow. And of course, we would be remiss if we did not mention 1987 was when Wayne Gretzky scored his 1500th NHL point.
He's not the great one for nothing.
No, I guess not.
I also had in female news today, 2006, okay. Michelle Bachelet was inaugurated as the first female president of Chile.
Oh, okay. Good for her.
Go girls.
Happy birthday going out to Thor Burt. She's 28. She's still best known as Jane from American Beauty, but that's fine. She's good in Ghost World.
Alias fans might know David Anders. He's 29. He played Julian Sark on Alias.
Johnny Knoxville is 39. He's a jackass. Ha, ha, ha.
Joel Madden and Benji Madden are 31 today from Good Charlotte.
Terrence Howard's 41. And, you know, again, he's not going to be in the movie.
Your girl, Lisa Loeb.
Yes, indeed.
She's 42 and still so super cute.
Yes. Wallace Langham is 45. That's Hodges on CSI.
The episode where they went to the sci-fi con, that was so funny.
That was
funny.
Really good.
Jesse Jackson Jr. is 45, politician, son of the Jesse Jackson.
Peter Berg is 46, directed Friday Night Lights, but also The Kingdom and Hancock, so there's your geeky connection.
Ah, Rob Paulsen is 54. He was voice of Raphael in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Dude.
Speaking of which, Elias Koteas is 49, and while he was Thomas Daggett in The Prophecy, he was Casey Jones in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not so popular now, but certainly in the early 90s, Mr. Joey Buttafuoco is 54 years old.
Jerry Zucker is 60. See, I'm stuck in the Buttafuoco mode. Buttafuoco? Who? What? Hey now. Jerry Zucker, directed spoof films like Top Secret, Airplane. He's awesome.
And Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. He is 60 years old.
You know, Bobby McFerrin is a very talented musician, and please, everyone, do not judge him by that one song. Go get his version of, In the White Room. He does White Room with Black Satin. Just as him. Anyway, also, Buffy on Family Affair. This was her birthday. She's no longer with us. Anissa Jones, born in 1958. And Buffy, Mr. French, always good times.
Well, it's not on CBS. Maybe on TV on some other obscure channel, but CBS brings us their regular lineup. Survivor Heroes versus Villains.
Ooh, no, I'm going to stop doing that.
CSI has an episode entitled Neverland. Okay. And The Mentalist.
So Peter Pan did it. That's fine.
Or Michael Jackson.
All right. NBC tonight, New Community, Parks and Rec, The Office, 30 Rock, and oddly enough, on The Marriage Ref, I bring this up because tonight, Madonna, Larry David, and Ricky Gervais are...
That's who I'm going to turn to for advice.
Yeah,
sure. ABC has our typical lineup of crying doctors, Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice.
Over on Fox, American Idol, the top 12 finalists are revealed. Ooh, and a kitchen nightmare. No.
If we're down to 12, that means it has to be over before too long.
Soon.
AMC, American Movie Classics, brings us Jeremiah Johnson, followed by Silverado.
Silverado's a good, good movie. Comedy Central tonight on the Sarah Silverman program. It's Sarah's imaginary friend. Oh, I hope it's me.
But you're real. ABC Family brings us this bad movie with Amanda Bynes, which is What a Girl Wants. Remember that?
I do. Disney's showing Watchmen Light. The Incredibles is on.
Okay. FX has Dodgeball, a true underdog story, followed by a new episode of Archer.
If you can dodge a wrench.
You can dodge a ball.
History Channel, Modern Marvels. Tonight they look at beans. Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
Project Runway is new tonight on Lifetime, and it's the four elements: earth, wind, fire, and water.
Over on the Sci-Fi Channel, they're showing Danny Boyle's Sunshine. Highly recommend that film.
Ooh, okay. Spike has TNA Wrestling. I don't know, for those people who are into that.
Over on FMC, they're showing Chevy Chase having cocaine telekinesis powers and modern problems. Really? But if you're watching anything, it's on BET because Marcus gets himself in trouble being married and living, wait for it, with two women. Sherry Johnson, Marcus Patrick star in I Do. I Did.
The mail's in.
Could not say that sentence to save my life. God, it's early. Hello, my geeps. So Tapeheads finally came out on DVD, huh? Now, that is a fun and quirky movie. But I have to ask you, who ever heard of a waffle with a wing? This has been, as always, surreal. Tapeheads is a fun little movie. Tim Robbins, John Cusack, incredibly funny. It's not a great movie, but they do some really fun things movie-like. They see things as movies.
We'll put it on our Netflix clip.
Absolutely will. Blah, blah, blah. If you could come up with a better response than that, won't you please do it by dropping a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinsters, all of us over at geekradiodaily.com. Like I said, Thursday means we've got to take a peek at some patio books. You'll like them. They're free and entertaining. And your geekified news coming up this Thursday, March 11th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Nice.
Then it gets me. See, now if you tell
just
me.
Just because I'm on top of his chest, please, you, John.
Hey everyone, this is John from The Chronic Rift telling you what's coming up for the month of March. In honor of March Madness, we're going to go crazy and do 5 episodes of The Chronic Rift. Oh, well, actually, not so crazy. It is March. There are 5 Tuesdays this month, so we kind of have to do it if we're a weekly series. But they're going to be great. Pay attention. You got 3 spotlight episodes coming up. We got Dave Gilbert from Wajid Eye Games, Mark Wade from Boom Studios, and we're going to do a special spotlight on podcasts we love. Plus, we've got a roundtable episode on fantasy and science fiction storytelling in video games with the one and only Billy Flynn of Geek Radio Daily. And in addition, we'll have the usual in-review episode with the Gang of Loonies. So stop on by at chronicrift.com. Sign up for our forums and have some fun with us today. Boy, that didn't sound right. Maybe that's the madness setting in.
This is Christiana Ellis, and you're listening to the Crazy Cats at Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, meow, Crazy Cats. Okay.
I see. You should, like a cat in a straight jacket? That'd be awesome.
Meow!
Wow. Hi, welcome to Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, March 11th, 2010. No, we didn't lose a year. It's still the same one. Bummer.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
If you like fiction, how about audio fiction? How about just audio stuff in general that's fantastic? Whether it's fiction, whether it's serious, documental, historical, poetry, whatever. You know, this place called Patio Books. They've got it all for you today, including
Brenda Walmsley's Prophecy Awakens. This one sounds really good. Okay. Jane, a preacher's daughter, is getting forced into marrying a man twice her age, whom she does not love.
Ew.
Her prayers for a way out of her life are answered one fateful night, starting a whole new existence and all new dangers. Soon she realizes that she can be more than just a dutiful daughter as she tries to survive a world where demons are real and they want to destroy her because she has a scar on her neck that matches a prophecy. Join Jane on her travels as the Prophecy Awakens.
Dan Evans brings us the casebook of D.I. Snaith, the first compilation of the adventures of England's most peerless pig, Detective Inspector Snaith. Cracking crime in Britain just a few years in the future, Snaith works alongside his colleagues, the body dysmorphic disordered D.I. Wilton, the surgically pixelated D.I. Harris, and the boss stroke governor, the gaffer. In spite of a crippling addiction to cocktails and the most Machiavellian of ex-wives, Snaith always gets results. Whether it takes, whatever it takes, and by any means, he may be a bad man, but he's a damn good copper. Hard-boiled, humorous, and just a little surreal. All things you'll find today over at patiobooks.com. So join the Patio Books bandwagon. Totally easy, free, and outstandingly awesome. All you got to do when you're done listening to today's GRD, go over to patiobooks.com. Tell them we sent you.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So we kind of missed all this with the Oscar coverage and stuff going on, but it turns out Stephen Lang Most recently from Avatar, with his scarred face being a big, big, mean, evil military man. He's now going to be the villain in Conan.
Okay. He was pretty villainous in Avatar.
He was. Apparently, the warlord Kalar Sing. So we're not going to be doing Thulsa Doom, which is fine because, Stephen Lang, you're cool, but you're no Darth Vader. That's all I'm saying.
Ah. Well, I was talking kind of like crazy cat lady stuff earlier. Apparently, they may have actually discovered a cure for, you know, crazy cat lady syndrome. You didn't even know it was a real thing.
No.
Here's what it is. Toxoplasmosis, a common food and pet-borne illness.
Roofies?
Linked to hallucination. No, roofies is roofies.
I know. I'm messing with you.
Linked to hallucination, personality alteration, and since it's often carried by house pets, the stereotype of the crazy cat lady, it affects around 15% of the U.S. population.
Wow. Okay,
but there's a new technique that traps the parasite within gold nanoparticles and then zaps them with lasers.
Okay.
This should help ease the $7.7 billion that this disease costs America every year. The treatment has been developed at the University of Technology, Sydney, Australia. Go Aussies. And the
Oi.
The gold nanoparticles attach to the toxoplasmid hunting antibodies. Then the gold is distributed through the circulatory system, affixing themselves to the parasites. And then, yeah, once, I mean, they can find it. They can the laser can be tuned to the so-called tissue window. And then, bam.
Bam.
No more crazy cat ladies.
Wow. Emeril Lagasse solved crazy cat syndrome. That's fantastic.
He doesn't have the patent on BAM.
Okay.
Kick it up a notch, maybe.
Fine. All right. So Mad Men, that fantastic show over at AMC, you know, wins all kinds of awards. People love it. So, of course, what better mix for it than for the cast of Mad Men to become Barbies? Yeah, they're making Barbies and Kens based on the show's characters, including Don Draper, Betty, Roger, Joan. All will be Barbies, but they will be limited edition Barbies, only 7,000 to 10,000 copies of each. That's why there's a suggested retail price. Oh, guess. Just guess.
$5.
$75. There you go. Get your Mad Men Barbie. Limited run, $75.
Wow.
Wayland Smithers
needs that. I can think of
much
better things to spend money on. Yeah, but you're right. Smithers would do that.
Smithers would have.
Okay. How about a chocolate-powered race car?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sign you up. Okay. MIT recently had their energy conference in Boston, and researchers from England's University of Warwick have displayed Lola, their Formula 3 racing car that has a top speed of 135 miles per hour and can go from 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. So we're not just talking about some little schmuck, right? Okay. It's green. You can take materials that would normally end up in a landfill, industrial waste, things that could be found at a farmer's market, right? It has a 2.0 liter BMW engine. It's been converted from diesel to diesel from gasoline and configured to run on fuel derived from waste from chocolate factories and other plant-based oils. So it's kind of like, you know, biodiesel fuel, sort of. And it even has a radiator that converts ozone back to oxygen. So it's a race car that's actually cleaning up the environment as it goes along. It took them more than 9 months to develop and cost around $200,000. So it's not going to find your way into your driveway anytime soon. But seriously, people are absolutely working on this.
Okay.
So, chocolate-powered race car.
Does that mean I have to share my chocolate with my car? Because
it's not getting my chocolate.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the byproducts. The byproducts from chocolate production. So you make the chocolate.
So they make chocolate, and we get
and
to
the byproducts
drive, it
drive the car.
Ooh,
fuel
I
the
like
car,
that.
Right?
That's the kind of world you want to be in.
Exactly. Willy Wonka has that car.
You don't want to be in a world with sad news, and unfortunately, we do have to acknowledge that. Corey Haim passed away yesterday.
Right? He was still so young.
38. Corey Haim is 38 years old.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Well, here's the thing. We're still waiting for official coroner result
things. People only die at 38 from drugs.
Well, there were drugs there, but there were prescription drugs, and he did have the flu, so it might be an accidental overdose. Don't know. Don't know exactly, but... You know, Corey Haim, the Lost Boys, obviously. But let's not forget Silver Bullet. Let's not forget Lucas. Let's not forget License to Drive. I mean, come on. He's part of the
80s. He was my
favorite
of the two Coreys. We should put up a poll. I don't know if it would be skewed now, but we should put up a your favorite Corey poll on GeekRadioDaily.com.
Like, oh, wait. Now, why are you going to do that now?
Right.
So,
but he was definitely my favorite Corey.
So, yeah, dude, you know.
We'll miss you.
You know, he'd been in and out of rehab before, but he had cleaned up after moving to Toronto in 2004, so things were looking good. But, Yeah, dude. Dude, gonna miss you. Gonna miss you, man. Geek Radio Daily. Thanks for stopping by today. Come on back by again. We'll have ourselves a danged good time. There you go. That's what it says on the script. Who writes this stuff?
You do.
Yeah, I write things. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Cut the theatrics. I know you're out there. Show yourself.
Good way to get yourself staked, Sam.
Easy there, compadre. After all the shit that you pulled, I think you can at least cheer me out. I mean, I feel like you owe me that.
You really expect me to act like nothing ever happened?
No, I've already forgiven you. It's water under the bridge.
Stay there! You don't want it to go down like this.
Oh, it's going down like this.
I'm warning you.
And I'm trembling.